Your relationship with money matters. I'm Michelle Perkins, and this is the Money in You podcast, where I will be breaking down your relationship with money, offering tough love money tips, and a money dating plan that will focus on lifting the barriers to success to help pave the way for better money practices and increased wealth. It's time to take control to live a limit-free life. It starts today. It's about 6 months into 2022, maybe a little more, and I have a question. How are you doing? Are you on track to fulfill your business and personal goals for this year? If your answer is no, sort of, or what goals, I'm going to invite you to listen to this show and to see how you can take your plan off the shelf, if that's where it's sitting, and start implementing right now. And if you've been implementing, we'll see where this can go for you, because there's way more that you can do and a brilliant way to look at your growth and your progress. Your relationship with money matters. I'm Michelle Perkins, and this is the Money in You podcast, where I will be breaking down your relationship with money, offering tough love money tips, and a money dating plan that will focus on lifting the barriers to success to help pave the way for better money practices and increased wealth. It's time to take control to live a limit-free life. It starts today. Hi, so I'm just off a weekend workshop with my partner, Lorenda Phillips, and she and I have a business accelerator group. And this came about because at the beginning of the year, we did a course. We actually did it three times because we did it once and then people liked it and some people couldn't come. And so we did it a couple more times. It was called the Dream Big Planning Course. And from that, people came up with, you know, some wonderful ideas and a wonderful structure for coming up with a big vision, with their reasons, with the feelings they want from their accomplishments they're about to get, and their strategies, goals, and actions they're going to take. So by the time everybody left, they had these beautiful plans, a roadmap to success for 2022. Some of it was personal, some of it was business, whatever they needed. And Lorenda and I sat down and everybody was excited and you know, they went away and we kind of did a little debriefing and we thought, okay, this is great. Everybody's so gung-ho, ready to go. They've got it mapped out. And now guess what? First, we know because we've done it ourselves. We've been to a million planning courses. We've taught a million planning courses. And the bottom line is you do get excited. You get excited when you go to that workshop. You know, your adrenaline's going, your energy's up. You're with other people who are coming up with great ideas and you're coming up with great ideas and you're so sincerely ready to do the stuff, whether it's, you know, get back to the gym or create new revenue, whatever it is. And I'm right there with you. I love that. I love the energy of that. I love goal setting. But there's a reality that hits and life comes back, you know, it's Monday morning and the phone's ringing and the computer's on and boom, you're off and running to take care of whatever it is you have to take care of and to, you know, talk to those customers and clients and your team and your family and everybody else, and life gets in the way. And so what happens? That beautiful plan gets put on a shelf and, you know, never to be seen again. And we didn't want that. So I don't know if that's happened to you. Have you done plans that then got put in a binder, put on a shelf, put in a file cabinet? You just, you know, it's amazing that people can be so excited about something. And 2 months later, you're like, so how's your plan going? And they're like, oh, where is my plan? So Lorenda and I decided we needed to create something for people so that we hold them accountable to their plan. We check in and we give them coaching where they need it. Mostly, we thought every quarter we need to replan. We need to treat every quarter like it's the beginning of the year and look at the plan again. See how you're tracking, see, measure things, see how you're doing, see how the plan is going, and see if that plan even still fits 3 months later. And so, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to continue with those goals? Do you want to set some new strategies and some new actions? Do you want to just scrap that goal and do something else? It's all good. And we don't want to wait until the next year. And in 2023, suddenly sit down and go, I don't know what happened to 2022's plan. I don't know where it is. I never looked at it again. I didn't do it. I did a bunch of other stuff. and then you're sitting down and getting all excited about 2023's plan, what's going to happen? Same thing. So we didn't want that anymore. So we created this program, and every quarter we do these little, what we call mini retreats, and they're little 3-hour sessions where we get together with everybody, and they're very structured, and we look at everything, because what you measure is what matters. I mean, what you track has a tendency to be the things that either grow or expand. The things you don't track, the things you don't look at, they just kind of wither away. So we created what we call a growth environment. And this is something that business accelerators use. And we did some research to find out, you know, really, what are some of the things that the metrics that people are tracking, successful business owners are tracking to see if their business is on a growth path. And in order to do that, we want you to create a growth environment where that can happen, you know, fertile soil where your business can grow. So we created a structure with several different areas that we like to talk about and look at and measure. And from that, you can say, okay, for each one of these growth components, where am I on a scale of 1 to 10? Did I do nothing? Am I, you know, in a really bad place? That's a 1. Did I just exceed all my expectations and give myself a huge thrill? That would be 10. So where do you find yourself in these different areas? And I'm going to go through the areas with you so you can see what I'm talking about. And then to look at what happened. Whatever your measurement is, whether you're a 2, a 5, an 8, what happened? And then what's missing? These are all the things we need to look at on a regular basis. And then what conclusion can you come to? Maybe that goal, maybe you're not ready for that goal. Maybe that goal, you know, has some milestones that you're working through or whatever. I mean, maybe you conclude that it's just, you don't want to do it. That's why you haven't done it, because you don't want to do it. And that's okay. Some goals are not meant to be. So, and then what are the next steps? So these are the things we're going to look at with each of these areas. And if you do this, if you take your plan and your goals and you run them through these questions, run each goal through the questions, you will come up with an excellent moving forward goal. So that's your goals for the next quarter. And I like to, you know, even if you have goals that take more than a year, you can still break them down into quarters so that you can analyze and measure and see where you are at the end of the quarter and reset the goals and, you know, set new ones if you need to, dump some of them. But for the ones that are ongoing, certainly you'll need new actions. I just looked at mine and I realized, oh, some of the people who are working for me, when I set these goals, they're not working for me anymore. Or some of the things that are going on have happened, so I need to replace those actions and those strategies with something new. Or something else has shifted and it just, something doesn't make sense anymore. And that happens all the time, but we don't stop and redo the goals. I had a program, I was going to do webinars for it. I decided I don't need to do webinars for that. I'm just going to go sell the program. But a lot of my action steps that I had written in my goals were about getting ready for the webinar. So scrapped all the webinar stuff and got some new actions in place. So we do get excited about our goals, but when we don't do enough, well, A, we don't always execute on them. We don't actually do the steps. We have a bunch of action steps and we don't look at them again, so we don't take those actions. And we also sometimes just don't look at what needs to be changed and revamp it. And we also don't keep it where we can see it all the time. I now have my goal sheets in front of me, and my commitment right now is every single morning when I turn my computer on, I look over each goal, each strategy, each action step, and decide what actions I can take that day or week. But mostly I just get it into my brain, right? So you want to remember. The problem is we forget what we decide we want to do, and then we don't do it. So here are a few of the areas that you can track. And we gave these a lot of thought. It sounds very simple, but we found these to be really effective. So growth, dollars, numbers. You know, not everybody can track dollars, but if you can, if you have paying customers or clients, you can track the revenue and the dollars that are coming in. For some people, it makes more sense to track something that's a number. Maybe you're starting a business, you're not even charging for it yet. And so you can charge the number of people that, you know, are already in the group waiting for whatever you have to offer. Or maybe you're a painter. You can, you know, the number of paintings you're going to do, the number of houses you're selling, or you want to sell. That's, you know, and then how many did you sell? Those are just as important as the dollars. But if you can, you want to do both. Track dollars, track numbers of whatever is important. Maybe you're out there, you know, you need to network. How many networking groups have you joined? Okay. So track the quantifiable stuff, the dollars and the numbers, and see where you are. Again, revenue. You had a goal for that. How are you on a scale of 1 to 10? What happened? What's missing? What conclusions can you draw? What next steps can you take? We're going to do that again for our next growth environment component, which is learning and growing. What do you need to learn to be able to do whatever the goal is that you've set? Is there a course you need to take? Is there something that you need to learn from somebody to be better at what you're doing so that that strategy is going to work? Do you need to learn a little more about digital marketing in order to, you know, make your digital marketing goal work? If so, you know, again, what did you do about that? Where, you know, what's happening with that goal for digital marketing? Did you not do it? Well, is that because there's some learning that you need to make that happen? So ask yourself these questions and gauge your growth in the area of learning and growing and see how you can add to that to make the goals work. Systematization. So where are your systems? Do you have systems? Because if you don't, you need some. And even if you do, you probably need better ones. We can all work on systems all of the time. So look at your overall situation this quarter. What did you do with your goals? Was it lack of systems that held you up? So if you need systems for anything, any area of your business, your project, look at that and see where you can build some new systems. See if you have any. Again, rate your 1 to 10. How are you with systems? And figure out what's missing. What systems could you add? Focus. I love this one. We did this in the workshop and somebody's like, focus. I don't understand focus. Well, people have a lot of trouble with focus. There's a lot of distractions out there. And especially for entrepreneurs have, you know, usually ideas flying around and kind of the ADHD minds. And so, you know, it's really important to figure out, how am I focusing? Am I focusing? How much actual work do I get done in a day? And if you're not getting that much done, it's likely a focus issue. It's usually not that you don't know what to do, although sometimes that's the case. Sometimes you don't have the systems that you need to make it easy for yourself. But where is your focus? Really gauge that. Are you getting on social media and looking at that for 30 minutes in the middle of working on a project? Are you picking up the phone or answering emails at odd times that's interrupting you? Focus time is really important. That's how things get done. If you're setting goals and you have no blocks of time that you can focus, it's going to be really hard. So gauge your focusing and decide what you need to do. Maybe your phone needs to be in another room. Maybe you need to, you know, implement some little tricks and strategies like the Pomodoro method, which I love. And you can get some better focus going because that will help you reach your goals. Relationship building. How good are you right now at building relationships in your business or in your work? Or in, you know, outside of work so that you could transition your career. But certainly in business, where's the relationship building happening? And are you doing a good job of it? So measure that. Look at that. What's missing? What went well? What's not gone well? Relationships are everything in business. So you really, really, really need to figure that one out. Mentorship, coaching, and advisors. Who do you have supporting you? Who do you have on your team? Who's a sounding board for you? Who's there to give you advice? And it might be a coach, but it might also be an accountant or a lawyer or whoever. But who is out there helping you to be successful? Who is part of your growth environment as an advisor or a coach or a mentor? And again, gauge that. Where you sit with that? Maybe you're not, maybe you have nobody. Well, that would be a good explanation if your growth isn't really, you know, too exciting right now. And then two more, capitalization. How are you getting funding for what you're doing? Where's the money coming from? Maybe it's just coming from the revenue you're generating. Maybe it's coming from, you know, any source, a line of credit. Maybe you actually have a big project that needs venture capital. So what, just look at that. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, huge, but obviously to do what you do, you're going to need money. So where's that money coming from? Look at that. See if that's been a problem. See what's gone on. Maybe you just haven't taken the steps on your goals because you don't have the money. That's something to look at. So what do you do about that? What's missing? What conclusions can you draw? And what are some next steps? And the last one is my favorite one, actually. It's creativity. Creativity is so important in business. And I was just listening to something where somebody was saying that's one of the new things that employers are really looking for in potential employees is their ability to be creative, to think creatively, because that's, you know, people are coming out of school kind of thinking in a linear way, or maybe they can't solve problems as well as, you know, in the old days when you had to really kind of address a bunch of things that they're having some issues with that, where people can't think on their feet. They can't think creatively. So that's a really attractive quality that you want to promote if you're looking for a job. And of course, if you're an entrepreneur, there's nothing like creativity in your business, right? You need to think outside the box. You need to come up with, you know, if you have a big vision out here, there are a lot of ways to reach that vision. And the more creative you are, oftentimes the better you are. You'll stand out as a result of your creativity. But more than anything, you'll have fun because of being creative. Being creative feels good. It feels productive. It feels fun. It's like play. And it's so important. There are so many people out there talking about the importance of creativity right now. And I had Maria Brito on the show a while ago on the Limit Free Life show. And she did a great, she'd written a book on creativity, did a big career change from big corporate lawyer to an art advisor, an art curator. And she has a tremendous amount to say about the importance of creativity in the business world. And, you know, just if you aren't making any time and space to get creative, to think creatively, to go and just sit and, you know, in some place that inspires you and come up with new ideas, new ways to do things, that could be a real key. So those are the growth components. They're the things that you should look at every whatever. I say quarter, but you know, you can do you on that. I think it's important to do it at least 4 times a year. Let's say that. So if you want to do it more, that's fine. But quarterly makes sense to me to run everything going on through this little system of questions and answers, and then you're ready to do your next quarter's goals. So you can take all that information, you know, what's happening. You need to know where you are. You need to know what's going on, what progress you've made or didn't make. And then you can sit down and redo your goals for that next quarter. So right now we're entering into quarter three of 2022. If you haven't looked at your plan since the beginning of the year, you know, I mean, you haven't. That's all there is to it, right? So pull it out now, run it through something like this system, and then take a look at creating new goals for this third quarter. And then put those goals where you can see them, look at them every day. And really, there's nothing like feeling like looking at the goals at the end of the quarter and going, oh my gosh, I've done this. You know, I've actually made this happen. I'm done. I'm ready for a new project. I'm ready for, you know, a new idea here. So it does feel good. And when you're in the habit of not of building a plan, but then not actually doing the plan, that gets to be kind of a comfort zone. And as much as you don't want to be doing that, you're so used to yourself doing it that you don't even really question it. You just kind of like, you know, it's just another quarter that I didn't do what I said I was going to do. But when you do it, when you do what you say you're going to do and you see the results from the actions you're taking, it's really energizing. And that is something that you want to feel in your business because it can get heavy. And so that was actually the theme of the workshop that we did, was joy and re-energizing, I think was the word. And it was about that. And so give yourself that gift of looking at your plans and then redoing your plans, doing a reset, giving yourself a second chance or a third or fourth or fifth chance to nail it, to make it happen, to get the results that you're dreaming of, and to know what that feels like, to set a goal and get the results and be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to celebrate this and enjoy it and know that I can go to the next level because if you get to one level, you can get to the next level. And so I'm just going to leave you with that and hope that you actually do take the time for this. Now, that's the problem. That's why we created this Thrive Accelerator program, which is uses the growth environment on a quarterly basis to help people. And throughout the quarter, we provide accountability and resources and some coaching because people need that. And to, you know, you can go around saying you don't need it, and that's fine. Maybe you don't. But for the most part, most people will benefit from getting help in that area and having somebody keep them on track with their plan. And that's not a failure. That's actually just being super smart to get that help. So thanks for listening. And I hope you have some takeaways from this. I hope there's something in what I said that you can use in going forward, because we've got a lot of year left. And whatever your goals are, I really, really want you to succeed at them and have that feeling of success and you know, commitment to yourself. And so do it. Do it today. Start it today and get it done. Thanks so much. You can reach me at limitfreelife.com. You can email me at Michelle with two L's at limitfreelife.com. I have some freebies on my website. Go there, get my secret to better money making decisions, which is under my money mindset tab. You can go and get a career change kit under the career change tab. And you can get a productivity workbook. It's a little lengthy, so get ready to do maybe just tackle little bits at a time. But there are a lot of great productivity ideas on the entrepreneur page that you can access all free. Go ahead and grab those and give yourself a little restart. We all deserve that. We all deserve a second chance to start the year midway through. So thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you next week.